请我们读启示录二十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21. The first two verses.
我有看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我有看见圣城新耶路撒冷从神那里从天而降，预备好了，就心腹装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我们读希伯来第十一章。
Hebrew chapter 11.
十三节到十六节。
Verses 13 to 16. All these people.
这些人都是存着信心时的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜凝切，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人，是表明自己要找一个家乡。他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们就羡慕有更美的家乡，就是属天的。所以神称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。三十二节到三十六节。我又何必再说呢？若要一一细说，基甸、巴拉、参孙、耶夫他、大卫、撒母耳和众先知的事，事后就不够了。他们因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口，灭了烈火的猛士，脱了刀剑的锋刃，软弱变为刚强，征战前说勇敢，打退外邦的全军。有妇人和自己的死人复活，又有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且的释放，为要得着更美的复活。我们我们读到这里，我们只有读四十节。
Verse 40.
因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同得，就不能完全。十二章一到二节。
Chapter 12, first two verses.
我们既有着许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望我们信心创始沉重的耶稣，他用那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看旧路，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。哥林多前书
First Corinthians,
第九章
Chapter 9.
二十四节到二十七节。
Verses 24 to 27.
岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。凡焦虑争胜的，注视都有节制，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却要得不能坏的冠冕。所以我奔跑，不像无定向的；我斗拳，不像打空气的。我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。马太福音第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
一到六节。
Verse 1 to 6.
耶稣吩咐完了十二个门徒，就离开那里，往各城传道教训人。约翰在监里听见基督所做的事， 就打发两个门徒去，问他说：“那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？”耶稣回答说：“你们去把所应许告诉约翰，就是瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们，凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。”我们读第十二节。
Verse 12。
从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。十九节。
Verse 19。
人子来了，也吃也喝，人又说他是贪吃好酒的人，是税吏和罪人的朋友，但智慧之子总以智慧为是。25节。
Verse 25。
到26节。
And 26。
那时耶稣说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。”29到30节。
Verses 29 and 30。
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享受安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。我们再读25章。
As we read the 25th chapter。
1到12节。
The first 12 verses。
那是天国好比四个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎，其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油，聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。新郎吃宴的时候他们都睡了。半夜有人声喊着说：“新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。”那些童女就都起来收拾灯。愚拙的对聪明的说：“请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。”聪明的回答说：“恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。”他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了的童，其余的童女随后也来了，说：“主啊，主啊，给我开门开门。”他却回答说：“我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。”我不认识你们这个话翻得太重哈，原来说我不称赞你们。
Verse 12 says, I do not know you. Actually, it should be, I do not place you.
我们最后读提摩太后书。
Lastly, 2 Timothy.
第四章七节到八节。
Chapter 4, verses 7 and 8.
我们读六节到八节。
Verses 6 to 8.
我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是带着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。今天我们要讲到第三篇，讲到新耶路撒冷。
Tonight we shall talk about the third night message, the New Jerusalem.
启示录第21章。
In Revelation 21.
这是所有的事来到总结了。
That's the ending for all the things.
所有的人类也到了总结了。
And that's also the conclusion of mankind.
我们神的儿女也到了总结了。
And that's also the conclusion.
fortune for us children of God.
我们所有做的工也到了总结了。
And also the end for all of our work.
我看见天上有生成新耶路撒冷。
Therefore I saw there's a city, New Jerusalem.
从天而降。
Coming down out of heaven.
预备好了。
Was made ready.
就像新妇装饰整齐。
As a bride, ready for her
等候丈夫
ready for her husband.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一切事的总结来到了。
That is the end of everything.
世界上的人只有两个不同。
There are only two different types of people.
一个是到灭亡里去。
One goes to perishment.
一个是往永生里去。
One goes to eternity.
生的儿女也简单，我们只有两条路。
And likewise for children of God, there are only two ways.
总结的时候，一个是失败的，一个是得胜的。
At the end, there's one kind that's successful, one that's failure.
用这个永生和灭亡这两路差别太大了。
Eternal life versus eternal perishment are so different.
失败的和得胜的那个差别太大了。
And overcomers versus failures are also very different.
一切都决定在今天我们的态度。
And are determined by how we live today.
我们的光景。
And our condition today.
我们的奔跑。
And how we run today.
弟兄姊妹，永远要为自己争取得胜。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, be an overcomer.
我说你的，为着你的家庭争取，争取得胜。
Be an overcomer for your family.
为着你的教会争取得胜。
For your church.
为着耶稣基督争取得胜。
For Jesus Christ.
所以希伯来书十一章。那圣经唯一的一张圣经
Therefore in Hebrew chapter 11
把旧约的圣旨都排列在一张圣经里面
That's the only chapter in the entire Bible lists out all the overcomers
这一张圣经圣灵的笔法
And that definitely is the handwriting of the Holy
Spirit 我们人写不出来的
It's not something that man can write
这么一个大人物
And such great giant
他两句话
All these great characters
我们都看见这个人活活这两句话面出来了
With easy word we see them vividly before our eyes
读这张圣经真是有享受
It's such an enjoyment just read this particular chapter
每次读希伯来十一章
Every time when we read chapter 11
我们的耳朵听见那个进行这个曲子
It's like hearing a marching band
每一个人都在跑路
It's like everyone of them
向着那个荣耀的标杆
Toward the glorious mark
你听见那个那么强壮那么轰轰烈烈的声音
And you heard all the sound
弟兄姊妹们这帮人都是经过路的人
All these people go into the kingdom of God
他在这里先说这一个荣耀的意象
And this glorious vision
是神的儿女是所有神的儿女的
It belongs to all the children of God
问题在哪里
What is the problem
问题在有的人的身上他是看见那么真实实在一个具体的是在哪里
The problem to some children of God, it is so real.
有的人把它当作思想就是了
But some just consider it as a concept.
哦，将来我们要有个天相
Yes, one day we shall return to heavenly home.
这一个差别太大了
And that really is very different.
若是睁开我们的眼睛
If the Lord opens our eyes,
叫我们真实看见
And truly see it,
当我要度过死水的时候
Then one day before we die,
我要去哪里呢
Where we go afterwards,
只有两个路
There's only two ways,
一个去黑暗里面去
One goes into eternal darkness,
一个到国度的喜乐里面去
One goes into the joy of God's kingdom,
审判有的很复杂
Judgment is very complex,
有的说也非常简单
Sometimes it's very easy,
就是得胜就是失败
Because you either overcome or you fail,
就是失败就得胜只有两种
And if you're not fail, you must overcome,
千年的喜乐
And the kingdom of Jubilee,
的千禧年的国度
And the kingdom of Jubilee and its joy.
一千年的羔羊婚宴。
And that is a wedding banquet that lasts 1,000 years.
真是吸引我们的心啊。
That really attracts our hearts.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
到底是我在我们的心中是不是那么具体的
？Is it so real to us?
我们在我们的人生里面一步一步往前走。
Every day we live the days of our lives.
越来越靠近这个。伟大的事情了。
We are getting closer and closer.
在亚伯拉罕身上的那么真实。
It was so real upon Abraham.
这句话很伟大，他等候那座城。
He was waiting for that city.
他一生的意义是在那座城。
And the meaning of his life was on it.
为什么这样做
？Why did he do it？
是 为着那座城。
It's all because that city.
为什么可以忍受损失？
Why can he endure suffering?
为着那座城。
It's all because that city.
为什么他用身家里头的那么少的一些装丁去打四国联盟的军队？
Why did he dare to fight a great army with limited number of people?
是为着那座城。
It's all because the city.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
他等候那座城。
He waited for that city.
他身上大事小事都跟那座城有关系。
Everything he did are related to that city.
这是神在建造，在经营的建造的。
That's how God was working.
正在亚伯兰的身上，他知道。
And on Abraham, he
正在经建造他。
That God was working on him.
正在这里经营的身上。
And God was running his business on him.
所以他可能是有根基石的。
He may be one of the foundations.
哦，亚伯兰是个大的根基。
And Abraham definitely is the great foundation.
这也是我看那个伊弟兄的讲稿的。
And I read the outline of Brother E.
我真的很欢喜啊，他把那个十二个根基。假设根基石了呢。
He talked about the 12 precious foundations.
这是我从来没讲过。
I never shared that before.
我讲过十二个城门的不同。
I talked about the difference of 12 gates.
也是叫蓝宝石、绿宝石。
You talked about the blue and green
钻石。
And diamonds.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
十一章他说到摩西。
In chapter 11, he talked about Moses.
下面他说再往下说。
And he continued by saying.
事后就不够了。
I don't have that much time.
所以他只是举一些例子。
So he just gave some examples.
一句话就说一个人，一句话就说一个人。
One sentence would cover a person.
弟兄姊妹们，我们有地方认得出来。
Some of the people that we know.
主在讲谁？
Who he's talking about.
有的地方我们不大能够分辨得出来。
But some of the places we cannot recognize.
堵住了狮子的口。
How can he shut the mouth of lions?
灭了烈火的猛士。
And quench the fury of the flame.
一读我们就看见伟大的人物出来了。
When we saw this sentence, immediately we saw those great
people. 堵住了狮子的口。
Who shut the mouth of lions?
那是但以理。
That must be Daniel.
灭了烈火的猛士。
Who quenched the flame of the fire?
但以理的三个朋友。
The three friends of Daniel.
撒巴拉米撒亚伯尼哥。
The three great friends of Daniel.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这么了不起的人。
These are great characters.
但以理。
Daniel.
最伟大的生命。
He had one of the greatest lives.
不是显扬在外面。
It was not shown outwardly.
最宝贵的在我们的真实生活里面。
The most important thing is to be in our daily living.
他每天三次祷告。
He prayed three times every day.
他的窗开向在北面。
And his window opened toward the north.
里面向着耶路撒冷。
And that's the direction towards Jerusalem.
当然他是个有意向的人。
He was a man with vision.
他祷告新耶路撒冷城。
He was praying toward the new Jerusalem.
他为着神的旨意祷告。
He was praying for the purpose of God.
为着神的国度祷告。
For the kingdom of God.
为着神的国度的经营建造来祷告。
And for the working of the kingdom of God.
那些人当然仇敌要攻击他。
Of course, enemy wants to attack him.
他们就求王下个命令。
Therefore, they asked the emperor to give out an order.
三天里头不许人有可以祷告的。
And no one should pray within the coming 3 days.
若有人祷告。
If anybody did.
把他丢在狮子坑里。
We'll throw him into the lion's den.
到这个命令一发表的时候。
When that order was out.
但以理没有惊慌。
Daniel didn't panic.
这是神儿子的力量在他身上。
Because the power of the Son of God was.
这个力量不是一下就能出来的。
And that power cannot be seen easily.
长久与神同行。
And that's all because he walked with God all the time.
神是他一生中的最爱。
And God was his most favorite.
他是一生在神的光中与神相交。
And he fellowshiped with God in his life.
这个生命不是仇敌能摇动的。
And that life cannot be easily shaken by the
仇敌如同吼叫狮子。
Enemies like the roaring lion.
要天地游行。
Walk around.
寻找那可吃的人。
Try to find people that can be swallowed.
那就有的人是可吃的人，有的是不可吃的。
Some people can be swallowed. Some people can't.
我们是那个仇敌的狮子，不能吃的。
And we are the one that cannot be swallowed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个力量建立在里面。
And he has this in your power.
他说两个字常常在我们心里面。
It's often in our heart.
如同素常。
It's like
as usual.
As usual.
啊，那素常。
It's as usual.
没有特别。
Nothing special about it.
没有注意这件事。
He didn't even pay attention.
他窗开向耶路撒冷。
His window remained open.
但是我在那里一定要告诉弟兄也得有点智慧嘛。把窗关起来嘛。
If I were there, I would advise him to shut his window when he came.
我要把个漏洞给撒旦嘛。
Don't give your enemy an opportunity.
我给他讲这句话。那你的理也不会理你。
Daniel probably completely ignored my
command.
As usual.
从前怎样。
How he did it before.
今日怎样。
He still does it that day.
他也晓得窗的下面有几个那个最不好的人躲在那里听啊。
He knew enemies are right outside his window trying to listen.
心中也没有这个仇敌。
Yet he had no these thoughts in his heart.
向着耶路撒冷跪下祷告。
But kneel down toward Jerusalem and pray.
你知道这件事情叫耶稣基督的心里有何等大欢喜啊。
You know what a great joy is in the heart of Jesus because of him.
这个宝石的生命在里面成型了。
Because the life like a jewel is born in him.
什么都压不倒他的。
Nothing could change him.
什么都不能改变他的
Nothing can press him.
那就是高压下面出来的宝石
And that's a pressure stone come going through pressure.
哦他们去报告王
So they ran to tell the king.
王非常爱但以理
And the king really loved him.
但是没有办法这个时候王出去的诏书命令就出去了
Yeah, he cannot change his order which has been released.
盖上他的印子
He has sealed on it.
把他丢在狮子坑里
So he ended up throwing Daniel in the den.
第二天早晨
And next morning,
王就很悲哀的问他，王是很喜欢但以理。
Sadly, the king asked,
但以理啊
，Daniel，
你所侍奉的神
，the God that you serve，
他能救你脱了狮子的口吗
？Did he deliver you out of the mouth of the lion？
但以理一点也没有觉得，哇，我大得胜啊
！Daniel wasn't very happy。
但是我的话，我要回答头一句话说，哈利路亚。
Daniel wasn't very excited. He didn't shout out Hallelujah.
在我神面前，狮子算不了什么。
Why is there nothing in front of my God？
躲得远远的，我不怕的，他怕的。
They are trembling before me。
这个不像耶稣基督讲的话。
And that's not like Jesus。
哦，但以理说：“我主，我王啊。
”But Daniel says, "My King, my Lord."
我的神昨天堵住了狮子的口。
My God shut the lion's mouth last night。
平平淡淡的讲。
It was such a casual way of describing.
这是个耶稣的生命啊。
And that is the life of Jesus.
一读大以理啊，这个人何等像耶稣啊。
Every time we read of the book of Daniel, we feel he was just like Jesus.
我很少佩服个传道人。
And rarely admire a minister.
我很少佩服一个圣经读了很多的人。
Or a person who read the Bible many times.
一看见一个人像耶稣啊。
But whenever I see a person who is like Jesus,
羡慕死了。
And I truly envy her, him.
哦，亲爱的，我这边三个朋友。
Dear brothers and sisters, the three friends of Daniel.
撒达拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥的，我们很熟的呀。
These are familiar people we know.
哦，王就那些个大金像来。
And the king had this great golden statue.
凡是不拜的，旁边就有大的火炉在那里。
Whoever does not bow before the statue, there's a big fiery furnace.
那个火是生得那么旺啊！
And the fire was so hot.
那个抗他们的人靠近的火炉都被烧死了。
And whoever carried those three friends are burned to death.
他们不拜。
Yet these three refused to worship.
四个人都是王喜欢的。
And these four people, including Daniel, are the king's favorite.
但是不拜那个金像王真是烦怒了。
But the king was very upset because they refused to bow.
给他们一个机会。
So he gave them another chance.
我们再奏乐。
Now, we're gonna play the music again.
啊，这个机会给你，那就一定要拜了。
And at this time, you have to bow before the statue.
他们没有拜不拜，先回答王了。
They didn't say anything, they just replied.
我们说侍奉的神，我们信他必能够救我们。
We believe the God that we serve will rescue us.
下面四个字太伟大了，既或不然。
Even he does not.
我们。也不拜你的神啊！
We will never worship your statue.
弟兄姊妹们，耶稣基督的伟大生命啊
！You see the great life of Jesus Christ out of them.
他先说，我相信他会救我。
First of all, they said, "I believe he will save us."
既或不救我，我烧死了。
But even though he doesn't, and we are burned to death,
我还是不拜你的神、啊。
We still would not bow before your idol.
大王发烈怒，把他们丢在火炉里。
So the king was very mad and threw them into the fire.
这是我们都需要查查记这件圣经，当他到了火炉里的时候啊。
This is something we have to remember.
忽然第四个人出来了。
when they were thrown into the fire, the fourth person came up.
好吓人子。
It was just like a son of man.
弟兄姊妹, 有的时候我们思维, 正是那个思念, 如同烈火。
A lot of time, our condition is just like fire around us.
问题在我们有没有第四个人出现了。
And the key is, do we have the fourth person in our
有人赐予他们同心。
The son of man was with them.
他们什么东西都没烧到他们。
And nothing, no fire was on them.
烧掉了他们身上的。 捆绑的绳子,
Only the ropes that was binding them got burned
out. 君王一看, 这个不得了,
and the king saw what happened.
叫他们出来,
so he asked them out.
他们从烈火里出来了,
and they came out.
身上连烧焦的味道都没有,
they didn't even smell like they went through fire.
我自己常常经过一个大的试炼, 常常一生没有多少试炼可以受的啊。
I have gone through a few big trials.
所以一个试炼, 继续三年, 哎, 我们真是受不了了,
if a trial lasts more than 3 years, I will be in such a suffering.
有时候经过八年,
sometimes about 8 years.
我一生能够受过几个试炼吗?
I asked the Lord how many trials I have waiting for.
那你的宝贝啊,
but that's something very precious.
你不要失败啊,
don't fail.
试炼你要叫你炼入精金啊,
trial will make it like a pure gold.
宝贵耶稣的同行,
cherish the walk of Jesus.
哦，主耶稣显现了。
And Jesus appeared.
好，显现了。
And when he did that,
那个得胜了。
And we overcame.
他那失败就得胜之后失败。
And our failure always comes after our success.
我就常常这样。
That happened to me a lot.
一个试炼过来了。
After I've gone through a trial,
靠着主得胜了。
By the Lord, I overcame.
一得胜的整个人放松了。
And after I overcame, I would be so relaxed.
哈，我得胜了。
Oh, I overcame.
自己没有说话心里感觉是不容易啊。
And I feel that wasn't easy.
我到底经过了。
Finally, I went through one.
看看我旁边的弟兄姊妹们, 你们不能的。
And I look around my brothers and sisters, I criticize them if they can make it.
一个失败, 经常跟在一个得胜的后面。
Therefore, a failure always follows on.
所以主耶稣吩咐他的仆人,
So Jesus told his disciples,
把一切都做完了。
After everything is done,
你们不能松了腰带。
Don't just relax.
就到主人面前来说,
but return to the master.
我们是无用的仆人,
and say we are useless servants.
我们都做的是本分做的,
we have done what we should have.
在于我们的素常的生命,
we have to have a usual life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 这些大的得胜,
and those great victories.
希伯来11章就讲个进行曲,
and in Hebrew 11, it's like a marching band.
他们的生命, 他们的脚步声音, 都雄壮,
and their lives are so magnificent.
我每次读到那个, 他说有妇人都自己的死人复活, 那是个苏念妇女。
And whenever I read of the woman who got the dead one alive, that's the woman of
Shunem. 有的人, 忍受言行, 不肯苟且的释放,
and some people will not be released going through persecution.
我要等我更美的复活,
because they want to receive a better resurrection.
是一张大家都跑的一张圣经啊。
Chapter 11, you see a race.
哦, 这句话我想的是, 我常常想到我李头生弟兄。
And when I read this, I oftentimes think of Brother Watchman Nee.
我的主辈也常常梦恩典。
And I'm so blessed.
我不该知道的事情我知道了。
That I know a lot of things I shouldn't have known.
知道的在好的一面的。
And, but that's the better side though.
那是好多年, 几十年, 快40年以前。
About 40 years ago,
一个南洋的大财主啊,
there was a very rich man from South Sea.
他非常喜欢给我做朋友啊。
And he liked to be my friend.
那天在暗中进行一件大事情啊。
And actually something was going on.
真的私人帮的, 全是到了最高的时候了。
And the power of the Gano 4 was reaching the climax.
那个整个国家都被摧毁了。
And the whole country pretty much was destroyed.
多少人民都受痛苦啊。
A lot of people suffered.
但是我们的弟兄是受更厉害的痛苦啊。
And our brothers suffered even more.
那个失恋的火增加7倍啊。
And the fire of trial was so heavy like 7 times.
哦，那几个财主为什么呢？
And why?
他们找到条路。
Because those rich men fell away.
那个时候国家太穷了。
And because at the time the country was so poor.
Oh, 所以拿出去的钱可以把人赎回来, 但是给他买卖的。
And it actually can pay money for people's life.
那么这件事亲口给我讲, 一路一路做, 哎,师弟兄啊,
and they shared with me when this was happening.
我们拿出这些钱来是没有问题的。
He said, Brother Z, it is okay to offer all these money.
他给我写信呢。
And he wrote to me.
写得神神秘秘的, 把个倪弟兄写个人质。
in such a secret way, he referred Watchman Nee as the Son of Man.
人子快要出来了。
The Son of Man is about to be released.
他们买了多少吨的化学肥料啊？
Because they have purchased tons of chemical fertilizer.
就是里面国家所需要的。
And that's what that country needed.
这也是我们得到两个见证的，这是他们把那个人赎出来过。
And I did have two witnesses witnessing that redemption.
他们在里面的迹象。
And they knew.
那天我到他那里去。
That day I visited him.
他讲这个真是喜乐。
And he was so happy when he talked.
我们的罪人钱都是最脏的。
He said the money of us sinners are.
我们都用在这么伟大的事情上。
If our money can be used for such a good purpose.
把你偷生把他赎出来了。
We redeemed the life of Watchman.
海外要大复兴了。
All the children God will rejoice overseas.
我让他先高兴高兴高兴完了。
So I let him rejoice for a while.
我说你赎不出来的。
And I told him I don't think you'll make it.
他一听，为什么
？He asked me why.
我说不会的，赎不出来的。
I said I don't think you can redeem him.
这个有潜力，而现在我们熟，我们这个里面快要谈好条件了嘛。
He said the negotiation is about to finish.
我弟兄
，pay for everything.
这个是个平常人。
As a brother, if it's just an ordinary brother,
会说出来。
You will be able to make it.
你托生是怎样一个人
？But what kind of person Watchman Nee is?
他不需要做监牢的。
He doesn't have to be put in prison.
他有足够的时间可以到海外跑掉的。
He had more than enough time to escape.
他曾经三次到海外来。再回去了。
And he left China three times, and he returned every time.
他回去最后一句话，我不以性命为念。
And the last thing he said overseas is that I do not treasure my life.
大家哭着求他呀。
Brothers and sisters begging his tears.
他最认识共产党的。
He knew the nature of communism.
我就是一句话打发出来的。
And I was sent by him because of that.
我们老的人要在这里守住。
He said we older generation will stay here.
打发年轻的走。
And we have to send the younger generation.
免得有一天他们像毒蛇的时候。
Just in case one day they will be like serpents.
我们被他一网打尽。
And all of us would be perished.
正是一个爱神国的人呢。
He truly loved the kingdom of God.
伟大的爱国者。
What a great patriot.
没有惧怕。
He had no fear.
整个普尔教会都是 fearless, 没有惧怕的。
And the servants of God and His church are fearless.
哦，亲爱的弟兄，这个书打出来。
You want to
你托生若是因你们的钱而赎出来，你一定就不是你弟兄了。
I said, Watchman Nee will never be Watchman Nee again if you can just pay for his life.
结果第二次给他碰到的时候
，And the next time when I met with him,
他是很丧气的。
And he was so depressed.
我怎么样？你们经营的经营
？I said, Brother, how did the deal go?
他被你说倒了。
He said, You were right.
政府答应了。
The government agreed.
你们的化学肥料一送到，我们把人送出来、啊。
They agreed as long as we pay for it, they will release him.
结果化学肥料都送去了。
And we have sent all the fertilizer.
这个人不出来啊。
The watchman refused to come out.
怎么你们可以背约不出来
？I said, how can you just broke your word?
没有办法，你们的女仆生坐在里面说他不要出去。
The government said we had no way because he refused to come out.
他要出来。
If he wants to come,
一定是神的道路出来的。
It has through the way of God.
这不是用你的钱赎出来的。
Not through the means of men's money.
忍受严刑啊。
He endured all the persecution.
不愿意苟且的释放。
And would not be willing to be released.
他要的释放，必须要他对的路才行。
He wants to be released only through the right way.
这样的人会震动天下的。
A person like that will shake heaven and earth.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们没有那么度量大。
We may not have the same capacity.
但是我们的心要充满了一个心智。
But we have to have this determination.
像迦勒一样。
Just like David of Cain.
当以色列人都觉得要失败的时候。
When all the Israelites feel that they're going to fail.
迦勒一书呀。
Only Joshua and Cain.
他们有另一个灵。
They have another mind.
专心跟随耶和华。
That is to follow the Lord faithfully.
我们都要一个专心的灵啊。
And we all have to have that kind
another
of spirit.
Another spirit. 另外一个灵啊。
They have another spirit.
得胜的灵。
That is the spirit of victory.
我们必定能进去。
And that we can enter into.
我们必定要下去。
We have to go up there.
弟兄姊妹，你们要正要。
Brothers and sisters.
主就帮助你们。
If you truly want it.
你们要都把自己举对方向。
And lay ourselves aside.
你就能被邀请去羔羊的婚宴。
And we will be invited into the banquet of his wedding.
我们教会中间有讲英语组的年轻弟兄姊妹们。
English group here.
你们都有很大的责任啊。
You have a great responsibility.
你们在这里聚会。
You have meetings here.
你们要知道我们为什么要有这个教会。
You have to know why we have a church here.
什么是我们的意向？
What is our vision?
什么是我们的目标？
What is our goal?
若是你们真懂得了。
If you truly see that.
若是你们真的是跑。
If you truly run toward it.
你们要成为一个大人大的祝福。祝福别的人呢。
You shall become a great blessing for others.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在耶稣基督十一章完了之后。
After the 11th chapter.
讲耶稣基督是第一个跑的人。
It talks about how Jesus was the first one to run.
这么多见证人都云彩围绕我们。
And there are so many witnesses surrounding us like a cloud.
两件事我们不要被罪缠累。
Two things we have to do. One is not to be entangled by sin.
那个罪就是不信。
Sin refers to disbelief.
所以就是这么一个关键上的。
And that's the key point.
因着信。
Because of faith.
这是每一个人的特点。
That is the main character of every giant.
不信就完了。
If you do not have faith, you're through.
你说我也没有不信啊。
And you will say, no, I didn't say I do not believe.
你没有不信，你没有信啊。
Yes, you didn't say you did not believe, but you do not believe.
你没有信的那么真啊。
You do not believe with all your heart.
这件事那么具体啊。
Something is so real here.
这四个月我在写本书，写预言之光啊。
I'm writing a book recently.
越写越迷了。
The Light of Prophecy. I'm truly lost.
主来不迟啊。
Because his returning step is close.
我可能会赶上
啊。I may be able to live that long to see it.
死了复活还也第二天被提到主那里去的。
It is okay to die first and be raptured.
不进死位，不尝死位，那最好的。
Well, it would be even better if I don't see that.
你都说研究个东西研究出来了，哇，心里真是喜乐。
I truly rejoice when I research for that book.
好 ，Wendy 他打字打到电脑里面去。
And Wendy typed my contents into computer.
常常来问我一句话。
And she called me and asked.
我真想不到这句话。
And I was surprised at her question.
那你又在写预言之光啊？
She said, are you writing that book of the
Light of Prophecy
again?
我就想预言之光是我在犯罪一样的。
I said, don't say that as if I have committed a crime.
夏令会很重要的啦。
She said, summer conference is important.
我比你还知道夏令会重要啊。
I told her, I know that.
我不能一天到晚写夏令会的呀。
But I cannot spend all my time just writing the online
summer conference. 预言之光啊。
And the Light of Prophecy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我只跟你们说一句话。
Your brothers and sisters only have one sentence for
you. 主来的条件都已经全备了。
All the conditions before the coming of the Lord have been met.
等五件事一出来就开始三年半了。
We're still waiting for five more things to appear, and that's the last 3.5 years.
这五件事按本身来说都已经准备好了。
And all these five things are ready.
不像哪一天的一下，我相信那五件事一起出来的。
And we don't know when suddenly they will all appear.
三年半开始。
And that will be the 3.5 year tribulation.
你们喜不喜欢在里头经过最痛苦的三年半？
Do you like to go through those 3.5 years?
可今天没有时间，没有时间你吓死了。
Too bad I don't have time.
这个三年半大战创世以来从来没有过的。
Because that tribulation will be greater ever.
以后也没有。
Nothing like that before nor after.
奉献愿意走主的道路。
If you offer yourself and willing to walk on the way of the Lord.
这本书出来了，我打对折给你们。
I'll give you this book, half price.
有的写的时候把笔停下来了。
And sometimes when I write to a point, I will stop.
那个荣耀啊。
And that glory.
主耶稣，你来原来是那么个荣耀法呀。
And the Lord, you are so glorious.
跟随着主一起来的有好几亿啊。
And people that follow when he returns will be hundreds of millions.
那么多的号筒声音啊。
And the sound of many trumpets.
这不是我们的号筒啊。
And that is the trumpet of our.
太奇妙的力量啊。
And it will be some great.
号筒吹起来，所有地的四方神的儿女都被集合在一起了。
And the sound of the trumpet is so marvelous when it sounded out, the whole earth from all over the.
天使长呼叫的声音。
And the shout of the chief angel.
那不是我这样的声音啊。
That means not like my voice.
叫仇敌通通惧怕的。
And they will tremble our foes.
所有的天上来的都发光。
And everything that comes from heaven shall shine.
遮不住耶稣基督的光。
Yet their light cannot overcome the light of Jesus.
通闪电。
And it's like a flashing light.
从这一方一直到那一方。
Shine from one end of the sky to the other.
主。 我可能等到这个日子吧。
Oh, Jesus, what, do I have a chance to see that?
实在我在地上走路都太疲倦了。
Actually, I'm very tired of living.
加上你应许我，我能看见你回来呢，我还要。还活在这地上。
I told the Lord, if you promise that I will see your return, then I'm willing to
live. 又是这个到底我要经过死河
？A psalm says, should I go through the death?
还是当面见你
？Or should I see you before I die?
当然，我们选当面见他，对不对
？Of course, we want to choose to see.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，十一章里都是许多人。
In the 11th chapter here.
都是和我们一样性情的人。
All these spiritual giants are just like us.
马太福音十一，马太福音这么二。主耶稣在这说他自己也奔跑这条路。
Jesus himself is also on this race.
他这条路的 pioneer 是开路的人。
He was the pioneer on this race.
他为什么开了一条那么荣耀的路
？And he had opened a glorious way for.
神的儿子从人的最起点跑到最后钉十字架。
And the Son of God started from the very beginning point all the way until the cross.
他经过人所经过的一切的痛苦。
He went through all the sufferings mankind should have.
他明白人性一切的软弱。
And he understands our weakness.
为我们开条路。
So he opened up a way for us.
弟兄姊妹，这一条路，主耶稣开了这么一条路，登到直到荣耀的路。
And this way leads to glory.
我们真要敬拜他。
We have to worship him.
在希伯来书说，这是又新又活的路。
In Hebrews says it's a new and living way.
这个新说到生命。
The new speaks of the life.
这条路是生命的路。
And this is the way of life.
这个活是有生命的。
A living means it's alive.
啊，活的路。
It's a living way.
什么叫做活的路呢
？What does that mean?
我们地上看见路没有活都死了，对不对
？You don't see any living way on earth, do you?
我如果从家里跑到这里呀、
啊、，If I run from my house to here,
在半路上早就倒下来。
I probably die halfway here.
因为路是死的。
Because the way is dead.
我的一步一步这样走的。
And I have to walk on it step by step.
叫我走又新又活的路。
But to walk on a new and living way.
我常常说比方，就好像我们去飞机场嘛，我们有很长的楼梯，你站上去，它自己把它带着走，对不对
？It's just like the escalator in the airport.
那个自动的楼梯是不是
？Those steps are automatic.
就像这样。
Just like that.
别人看我们啊，到那么高去了。
People look at us that we are so high up.
已经累死了，累死了。
They thought you must be tired by now.
其实我们觉得路在走我，不是我在走路。
Actually, we feel the road is walking, not us.
神的儿女走的路就是这样。
And that's how children of God walk.
没有到那火焰里面去看着个人进火焰。
You don't see the fire, but you see people going to the fire.
哇，都是害怕。
And you'll be afraid.
在积碳火焰之中。
And on the altar, in the fire.
我真的进去了。
If you truly enter in,
耶稣基督的爱在帮助他。
And the love of Jesus Christ.
圣灵的大能在帮助他。
And the power of the Holy Spirit will help.
麻雀在那里找到安息的地方。
The sparrow will find a resting place on the altar.
叶子找到抱处之窝。
The sparrow find a place for her nest.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们走在主的路上。
We walk on the way of the Lord.
所以经过以色列没有烧焦的味道。
Therefore, people cannot smell any fire.
好几次我碰到弟兄姊妹做见证。
A lot of times I heard people sharing.
经过一个试炼。
They went through a trial.
他出来了没有跌倒。
And they didn't fail.
他讲他的经过。
When they share their experience.
很可惜一件事。
One thing very pitiful.
我们也彼此通通闻到烧焦的味道。
Was that when they say that we smell the flavor, the smell of fire?
讲他的痛苦。
And when they talk about their suffering,
烧焦的味道。
It's full of the smell of flame.
这是生命要减掉80%的呀。
Therefore, the life of overcome will take a great discount.
所以一个神的仆人讲道的时候。
Therefore, when the servant of God shares,
一个神的仆人讲耶稣基督讲的那么甜美。
A servant of God, when you talk about Jesus, it is so.
能够讲把耶稣讲的那么甜甘甜的味道啊。
And they can describe Jesus in such a sweet way.
一定在背后还有最痛苦的经历的。
He must have very difficult experience behind it.
弟兄姊妹，最痛苦的经历。
The most difficult and most suffering.
都藏在里面的。
Are usually hidden.
口里说耶稣。
And when we describe Jesus.
有一次我在台湾教会里面。
One time I went to Taiwan.
好多年以前了。
That was many years ago.
啊，那位老姊妹姓侯啊。
And the sister Ho.
她从高雄一直讲过来，讲到我这里来了。嗯。
She preached all the way from Cedar Kaohsiung to my place.
那么好一群弟兄姊妹啊，都跟着她跑啊。
And all the brothers and sisters followed her.
这很稀奇啊。
It's really amazing.
她没有讲别的道，她无论到哪里，只讲一个道。
Because she only shared one theme wherever she went.
所以她也说你们这姊妹们真讨厌。
So that was very interesting how people always follow her regardless.
The new and living way. 他有看见他们所看见的喜乐。
He saw the joy that's ahead of him.
就是看见那个新妇成型啊。
Which is the formation of his bride.
就忍受十架。
So he endured the cross.
弟兄姊妹们，这是个榜样。
This is a great example.
到了马太福音。
In Book of Matthew,
这是一本讲国度的书。
That's a book of kingdom of heaven.
也讲进国度的秘诀和道路。
It also tells us the way and secrets entering the kingdom.
马太福音讲国度。
Matthew speaks of the kingdom.
那讲国度的实际。
And also the reality of the kingdom.
讲国度的今天是隐秘的国度在我们里面。
It's a hidden mysterious kingdom which is in us.
所以读不懂的人不知道他要讲什么。
Therefore, for people who do not understand,
国度好像一个人撒种。
They'll be so lost.
我们真是不懂。
Say, for example,
而至少圣经里讲国度讲了七个。
And there are seven examples referring to the heavenly kingdom.
国度像个大宴席。
Heavenly kingdom is like a banquet.
二十五章国度是十个童女。
Or like ten virgins.
是三等的仆人。
Or the servants.
三种不同的仆人。
Three types of servants.
是绵羊给山羊的生命。
Or the life of sheep and goats.
我们真是不懂的。
We are so.
但弟兄姊妹，马太在这里讲的，
But Matthew said here,
正是我们今天活在里面的国度的实际。
It really is the reality of the heavenly kingdom.
我们在这里有没有看见呢？
Do we truly see it?
我们有没有在里面追求呢？
Do we pursue after?
或者我们这两天失败了呢？
Or have we failed?
马太十一章。
Matthew 11,
主耶稣是最大的榜样。
Jesus was the greatest example.
那个读圣经的人叫马太十一章，叫做弥赛亚被弃绝的一章圣经。
This is the chapter referring to the rejection of Messiah.
全国弃绝他。
The whole nation rejected
him. 君王弃绝他。
The king rejected him.
连他本地本乡都弃绝他。
Even people from his own hometown rejected him.
他带着十二个门徒。
And with 12 disciples,
他没有地方可以走啊。
Jesus had no place to go.
他就走往撒玛利亚去。
So he went to Samaria.
撒玛利亚是犹太人最不要去的地方。
And that's the place despised by all Israelites.
哦，走在路上的时候。
And on his way there,
路加福音说，叫耶稣忽然喜乐起来。
Suddenly Jesus rejoiced.
跟他上面下面没一件事他可以喜乐的嘛。
Actually, nothing could make him rejoice.
哦，圣灵叫他里面忽然喜乐了。
Yet the Holy Spirit made him rejoice.
抬起头来。
And he lifts up his head.
说父啊。
And say, Oh Father.
你的美意。
This is your will.
本是如此。
This is your will.
说到这里，他呼召人。
And when he thought of this, he called people.
我的心。
He said, My heart.
这是整本圣经里头。读一个地方说主耶稣的心怎么样
and that's the only place in the entire Bible tells us how his heart is
别地方想叫心多半是灵子
and the other place is the heart means the spirit
我的心柔软而且低微
here says my heart is gentle and low
你们要负我的轭
therefore take up my yoke
取我的样式
learn from me
我的轭是容易的
my yoke
我的担子轻省的
my burden is light
耶稣基督呼唤我们走追求国度的道路
Jesus is calling us to follow him on this way to heaven
我们今生跟随一位被弃绝的弥赛亚
to follow the Messiah who has been rejected
将来我们才能和荣耀的弥赛亚回来的时候我们一同高唱何塞纳
That's how we can sing Hosanna with him when he returns in glory
他讲了几句话
and he said a few more sentences
我们人真是软弱的
we are so weak
哦，约翰自是约翰那么刚强的人
John the Baptist was so strong.
关在监中
When he was in prison.
我常说我们呢不要为自己留后路。
Oftentimes I told people, don't have hope.
此是约翰了不起的人。
John the Baptist was the great
man. 他里头有后路，说耶稣一定会救他。
Yeah, he had this, still had this hope that Jesus may come and save him.
耶稣到处行神迹，传天国的道，可此是约翰他提都没提过的。
Jesus was performing miracles all over the places, but he didn't even mention the name of John.
我们肉身所能忍受的痛苦有它的极限的。
And there is a limit to what we can extend.
所以在中国大陆那个也一样的，好多人跌倒了，我们就是很同情他的。
We feel very sympathetic to people that fell in China.
我放在他的地位上。
Because if we were them,
可能倒得更不像话了。
We probably fell even faster.
因为这一系列的那个痛苦是人说人的极限所不能受的。
Because the suffering and persecution they had is beyond.
那我们写的见证，这些人怎么受了呢？
And all the testimony that we wrote,
心绝对。
How did they bear those things?
没有为自己留后路。
Because they were so absolute.
我进来的时候，我就再也没有盼望出去过。
They have no expectation once they're
caught. 我进来了，我就把命放在这里了。
They put their life right there.
我主要要求就是为主殉道。
The only thing was in their mind to be martyred.
只有那么大的见证，圣灵帮助他们，哦，那个冲过那么大的厉害的。刑法啊。
And the Holy Spirit really strengthened them and helped them to go through the trial.
所以他来试探耶稣。
So people came to tempt Jesus.
试探耶稣的话太不好了。
And the word they had was very bad.
我到底要来的到底是不是你啊？
John asked, are you the one that was to come?
他自己完全知道神的儿子。
He knew clearly in his heart that was the son of
God. 不但我们等候别人的。
Or should we be waiting for someone else?
耶稣基督的生命啊。
For the life of Jesus.
他没有说没责备他
he did not rebuke him.
他知道施洗约翰是个人
Because he knew John was
把血肉的人都软弱的
And in his flesh, he has
你们把所听见看见的告诉他
He said, go report to John what you have heard
我们亲自从主看见听见的那太有力量
you will be powerful in your sharing what you have seen
他就说到喜年
And he talked about the jubilee
告诉他瞎子看见
told him that blind
聋子听见瘸子行走
and the lamb can walk,
死人复活
and the dead was
穷人有福音传给他们
只
要这里他说了一句话
and he said something else.
反不因着我而跌倒的人有福了
Blessed is he who does not stumble over me.
这就是个 Rhema 一带到约翰心中
and that was brought to the heart of John.
约翰大后悔了
And John repented.
这样用话去斥责耶稣。
And he shouldn't have said something like that.
哦，耶稣基督的爱和力量。
For the love and power of Jesus.
这句话在里面是个活的话。
It was like a living word.
这个话是个生命，是个力量。
Was life, was strength to him.
不因着主而跌倒。
He who does not stumble over me.
痛苦。
He suffered.
更增加。
And his pain increased.
那个力量在里面。
And that kind of power.
主耶稣的话一直在里面
and the word of Jesus was working in
我不因着主而跌倒
do not be stumbled over because of Jesus
我的救主我不要因着你而跌倒
Lord I do not want to fall because
一直到他殉道
until the point that he was martyred
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
dear brothers and sisters
这是得胜
that is the victor
我们不要因主而跌倒
don't be stumbled because of the Lord
你知道吧有的时候小小一件事在人面前承认耶稣我们都会知道的
Sometimes a little thing such as confessing Jesus will cause us to fall
我刚到台湾的时候大陆啊
And when I first came to Taiwan
23岁
I was only 23 years old
我领着福音队出去真是经常扛开的力量啊
And I led the gospel team to preach gospel with such a power
我是福音队的总队长啊
And I was the chief leader of all the gospel team
在上海我们发起的福音队啊
AndGospel team started from Shanghai.
常常说一句话，我们要为耶稣舍命。
We often said we want to die for Jesus.
那不什么事情，我一个人回去拿什么东西去。
And one time I forgot what was the reason, but I went back alone.
一出来碰这个同学。
And to get something, on my way out, I met with my
在上海大学里面的同学。
And a college friend.
他抓住，哎，说你在哪里呀、啊？怎么不到同学会来呀、啊、
？He said, "Where are you, brother Z?"
我没加入同学会。
Why don't you come to our?
你在哪里做事啊？
Where are you working now?
我讲不出来了。
And I could not answer his question.
因为他们都有很好的职业。
Because they all have good jobs after graduation.
我说我啊。
I said, well.
都说传道人，我讲不出来了。
I did not to say I'm the minister.
教会就在后面。
The church is right behind me.
我在那里做事呢。
So I pointed to the building and said, I work there.
他看看，那里没有公司啊。
He said, there's no company there.
不是公司了。
I said, it's not a company.
到底哪里做事嘛？
So he said, where are you working at?
到后来我只好说了，我是个传道人。
So I said, I'm a minister now.
哎呀，下一次他回我这句话，回头我真是。
And he said something.
唉，叹口气。
He said, 唉。
现在职业真是难
找。Oh, it's hard to find a job.
哇，这句话讲的真是 炸到我里面去了。
That really hurt me.
你自己要一直为羞辱吗？
Are you ashamed of the Lord?
你自己真是要在人面前不承认耶稣基督吗？
Are you afraid to admit Jesus Christ?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
稍微长一点不会了。
I no longer do that.
你做什么？
What's your job?
我是一个传道人。
I am a minister.
啊，到了回来的时候。
And when I return.
那个美国的官员说，你做什么？
When I return to the US.
你职业是什么？
An official asked me, what is your job?
现在倒过来了，这个 minister 我懂得了，太伟大了。
Minister is something so great. I know it now.
我不配啊。
I'm not worthy to be one.
我说 ，so called minister.
I would say.So-called minister.
Minister 什么 so-called? 我问你朋友 ，minister 太伟大。
Because minister is truly a great job.
我还更爱耶稣才行。
I have to love Jesus more to be worthy of
him. 弟兄姊妹们，马太是一章。
Matthew 11.
三句话吸引多少人一群一群的进国度啊
！And three sentences have drawn many into the kingdom of heaven.
天国要努力进入的。
And the heavenly kingdom suffers.
努力的人就进入了。
The violent men entering to by force.
我的话一点一话不能废弃的。
And none of the word can be abandoned.
这个懒惰怎么进国度呢？
How can you enter into the kingdom?
要求你不大，要你殷勤啊。
The only thing requires of us is to be diligent.
其实努力这个人这个字嘛，英文翻得更好一点叫强暴。
And it takes violence to take it.
心强暴的心智。
You have to have a violent heart.
有点 Watchman Nee 说，他说这里应该翻作拼命。
Watchman Nee once said, "You have to strive into the kingdom."
国度是拼命进入的。
You have to strive in order.
拼命的人就得着了。
If you strive hard, you will get it.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天离开主这么很近了。
We are so close to His return.
要把生命拼摆上。
Put on all your efforts in life.
在小的地方都有我们得胜的经历的。
You can have overcoming experiences in all little things.
我年纪大了，那个现在那个弟兄姊妹都对我那么好了。
And brothers and sisters are very loving to me.
所以那个挣扎不多。
Therefore, I don't have much trouble.
啊，我有脊椎骨。
For example.
最后一个骨是尾椎。
And the last part of my spinal cord.
尾椎受伤了。
It's hurt. It's injured.
尾椎是最硬的。
And that's the hardest part among all.
伤的比我更硬的东西碰了受伤了。
But I hit something even harder, so I was injured.
我坐了十分钟就开始痛了。
And only by sitting down 10 minutes, I'll be in pain.
我到台湾去和同工们在一起都要聚集。
And I went to Taiwan and met with co-workers there.
两堂一个上午。
And there are two sessions held.
一堂坐下来。
And after the first session through,
这个维护教练很不好受。
And I really was in pain.
自己要支持自己。
And I tried to support myself.
同工们都出去散一散，松一松哈。
Everybody went out for a break.
我最需要去躺一躺。
And actually, I need to lie down.
不去。
But I refused to go.
为什么不去
？Why not?
我现在年龄更往上啊，这个力量就更弱了，忍受的力量更弱了。
Because I'm getting old, so I'm getting weaker now.
所以我不去。
So I refuse to go.
坐哪里
？I still sit there.
整个上午讲就坐哪里
？And I sat for the whole afternoon.
亲爱的，这边这太小的一件事情了。
This really is a small matter.
我们就在这些事要出发，要爱耶稣啊。
But the reason why I did it because I want to love Jesus.
这么件事当然不是舍命了。
Of course, I didn't give my life.
要舍命爱耶稣啊。
But I need to love Him by giving my own life.
哦，主耶稣，强暴的人进入了。
最
后讲到二十五章了，天国好比是个童女，五个是聪明的，五个是笨的，其实这十个人的相同点很多的，童女都是爱主的人，童女都是被圣别的人，
不爱世界的人，他们这两等人都有同点，等候耶稣再来。这样善言是不是很好的弟兄姊妹们？等候救助等了一生，他们睡了，说他们死了。
They died.
有的半夜人声呼喊，新郎来了，
Here comes the bridegroom.
你们出来迎接他。这句话叫所有童女都复活了，大家拿着灯啊，灯就是我们里面的灵啊，我们的器皿啊。你爱主，你不爱世界，你也等候主，你的器皿里头没有油啊。这一个独一的分别就差别到那么大，每一位弟兄姊妹里头都有圣灵膏油啊。跟随圣灵，体贴圣灵，让圣灵掌握我整个的生命，经历圣灵的经历，因着圣灵而跟随耶稣，一个一个生命过来，
七
名的油慢慢增加起来。耶稣基督来了，那五个聪明的童女，他们灯里都有油。哦，主的喜乐，请他们进来享受主的快乐。五个愚拙的也来，灯里没有油，
器
皿里没有油，
他
们对有油的说，你们分一点给我们呢。这个没有第二个可以帮你忙的。我们必须要再走主的道路啊。除去油在里面，不要消灭圣灵任何的感动。有的时候很多弟兄姊妹们，这就那么多年来那个这个时间经历都没有过，
去
吓得你不喜欢的人去认个罪。
really confess to other people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，圣灵的油，
the oil of the Holy Spirit.
你们想卖油的那儿去买吧。
so the wise man told the foolish man, go get from the seller.
卖油的是主耶稣，
他
是在你肉身的时候卖油给你的。现在新郎第二次来了，好可怕的话就门就关了。五个童女都爱主啊，主啊主啊，为我们开门啊。你今生为什么不走路呢？为什么到那一天看见门关了呢？我们竟然关在外面。哦，弟兄姊妹们，三十年前我碰到德国弟兄，他给我交通了很长久，那一天他讲了，他弟兄，你我现在年龄就是那个时候他的年龄。
And he was about 70 years at a time.
他说你的经历很像我那时候年龄的经历。
He said your experience was like my experience at your age.
他说我马太二十五章不知道读过多少遍。
He said I've read Matthew 25 so many times.
我一点没有感觉。
And I didn't feel much before.
有一天我真是累坏了。
And one day I was so tired.
啊，到处传福音啊。
Because I preached gospel almost everywhere.
力尽。
I was so exhausted.
我要上床睡觉了。
So I decided to go to bed.
忽然马太五章二十五这个话一下在我前面活了。
Suddenly this chapter becomes alive before my eyes.
半夜有人声喊着说。
It's in the midnight. There's a shout.
新郎来了。
Here comes the groom.
若是我的器皿中间没有油。门就关了。弟兄啊，这一次啊，主把这句话扎在我的心上那么深啊，到现在二十五年了，我从来没有理由讲的，我再累， 我再辛苦
suffering,
我身体再没有力量
feel,
我必须让圣灵再高我一次我才去上床睡觉
I will not go to bed sleep unless I'm being filled by the Holy Spirit
25年每个晚上是 不是这样的
Like that every night for 25 years now
这几句话叫我给他起劲了
And I was really excited because he's sharing
我一下站起来了
So I stood up suddenly
我跑去抓了他的手
And I held his hand
我弟兄这就是我不如你的地方
He said brother this is where you're superior than I am
那他的话到今天回来了
And his words returned to me
哦、半夜人声喊热
At midnight there is a shouting
任何时候会喊的
And that shouting can come anytime
主要提及得胜者了
That's the time the Lord returned to rapture over
我们一看我们没有准备好
And we look at ourselves, we are not ready.
门就关了。
And the door will be shut.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都要做一个进新耶路撒冷的人。
Brothers and sisters, we all want to go into New Jerusalem.
我们在唱的诗歌540首。
As he may not sing another hymn.
今天我们呼召，我们是奉献的呼召。
Tonight we have a calling for people that want to offer.
我们年年和主要立个新的约。
Every year we make a new covenant.
保持我们的奉献，永远是新鲜的。
To keep our covenant fresh.
也为着我们要尽孤独而奉献。
Offer ourselves for the kingdom of God.
我们站起来唱。
Let's stand up and sing.
唱要出来的人一路可以出来啊，540。